I will be the rock for you, the rain for you, the sun that lights the way across the dark, no matter where you are. I'm never very far away, night and day, my love will lead you through. Look into your heart, I'll be looking back.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Radio Land, this is Yours in Christ, Friend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to get prayer line open, asking my friends to pray over everything, do no matter where it is or how you plan to do it. Prayer is the key, my friends. That book of Genesis, the Galatians, is real. You on that job, you in your home, you in your automobile. I want you to know, my friends, your situation, if you're going through that situation, can be turned around. You that have that problem with your body. Some say, well, Rev, I have arthritis. Some men say their nature is not working like it's supposed to be. Some right now are looking to grow hair on their head. Some have high blood pressure. Some want to lose weight. My friends, we have herbal remedies here that we've been sending out throughout the years that have been successful in so many ways. That pain and swelling, that gout, that rheumatism. My friends, again, I'm going to tell you and you and especially back in the days, friends, there used to be someone always go off into woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, clean what they picked up out of the woods, boil it, steep it, and strain it, so they can drink it and their body's right. You can get rid of that pain. You can get rid of that swelling. You can turn situations around. We have herbal remedies and different herbal teas, my friends, for all types of situations. Some, with the sound of my voice, have to bring that boyfriend right back there. You know, God is on canon. There is no failure in God if you have faith of a grain of mustard seed. I'm going to give you the telephone number here to the prayer office and the mailing address right here in Atlanta. Get your pencils and paper ready. Some right now are dealing with evildoers, throwing that phone and hiding that hand, and you don't know who it is coming after you. Some have been different places up and down the highways and byways, friends, trying to turn this situation around, and it seems that they're going for naught. Oh, my God. You know, at one time we even talked about those that were trying to do more, and every time you try to do it, you'd be talking to a friend of yours. And as you talk to a friend, you turn around and the friend is doing better than you, and you're wondering how they're doing it better than you. You have to must keep that mouth closed and that eye, that ear, and that nose wide open. Oh, my God, everybody's business is nobody's business. There was once a young man one time, an old man was sick in his hardware store, and the young man told his friend, he said, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over here and ask this man, does he need help? So the next thing he knows, he go to meet this man in the hospital to see if he needs help. By the time he gets there, his friend has already opened the store and sweeping and cleaning the windows. Later on, the friend owned the business because that man was appreciative. My friend, your business, or you can step out on that faith and turn your situation. You that are right now in financial need, you, my friends, that seems as if every time you try to go, something holds you back. Some of us even have enemies in our own family and trying to figure out why in the world is everything going backwards. Yes, friends, this is Reverend Gregory here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. My friends, we send different prayer packets out across the country for different situations. Maybe you would like to dress around your home. Maybe you, my friends, are having trouble on that job and want to turn it around. You might have a sickness, my friend, or unnatural, and have been going through it and through it and still not had success. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-4444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Those of you that are writing, we're going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross. And to you that are going to court, my friends, definitely want angels. My friends, write down the telephone number. That's 404-212-2444. If you have a problem there in your home and you've been walking around and wondering where all this mess on the ground is coming from, and you say, well, you just cleaned your yard, and here they are sitting down looking at you every time you come in and out your house. You know that old jealousy, that old Cain and Abel spirit that's still roaming the earth. Sometimes, friends, you don't even know where it's coming from, but you can show prayer it away, friends. Oh, my God. Again, that telephone number, 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Now, my friends, those of you that are writing, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, that's G-R-E-G-O-R-O-Y, Post Office Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. If I cannot help you through the power of God, my friends, I sure enough to God will not harm you. But I'll show you, friends, that you that are in need, you that have that trouble, put that one foot in front of the other. You make one step, friends, and I guarantee you we'll make the second one for you. Oh, my God. Now, write down that telephone number again. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. Whether you have problems in your body, my friends, to the medicine cabinet, and you don't have any space in that cabinet for your toothbrush because of so many pill bottles. Oh, my God, you with that diabetes. I'll show you, friends, you can control it without going overboard. Oh, my friend. And that mailing address is 404-212-2444.
Oh, honey, man. Because I know one time you told me that your hands felt like they were warm and you feel warm all over. And
my hands swell.
Huh?
My hands and feet don't swell anymore like they were.
Oh, you used to have swelling. I forgot about that. So now you don't have any more swelling either, huh?
Uh-huh. And the bitch I had is gone.
The body aches.
The body aches.
Uh-huh.
Where is it?
They're gone.
Uh-huh.
All right.
My friends, I'm going to take a minute here because our time is drawing down today. Let us take a minute of prayer with Bishop Noel. And you get right back with us. We're going to be right back with you. Again, friends, telephone number, write it down. Don't try to memorize it for what you know when old Satan gets busy, my friends. You can't remember your own telephone number. Join us for a minute of prayer.
Eternal God, our Father, once again, we come before thee. We come before thy fountain. We come on the behalf of these, your faithful ones today, that stand in need of your help right now. We ask that thou will go into that home where there's confusion and trouble. We ask that thou will bring peace between husband and wife and family. We pray for those that are sick today, those that are confined to their home, their bed, the wheelchair, those that are on crutches today. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that thou will heal and touch mankind everywhere. Lord, we look to the hill today for which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord which made the heaven and earth. And Lord, dear Father, we call on you this time of trouble and confusion in the land where man is against daughter and son against mother. We pray that thou will bring peace everywhere. Touch, heal, bless, and deliver those that are disturbed today in the convalescent home. We pray that thou will give strength and courage. And those that are on the battlefield for your sake, in Jesus' name, hearing the word abroad, we ask that thou will give mankind wisdom and knowledge and understanding according to thy word. We pray for Reverend Gregory and his ministry here in the city and other places across the country as he ministers to the needs of the people everywhere. We pray, dear Father, for those that are in need today of your spiritual help right now. Father, my special prayer that you bless, heal, and meet the needs of your people everywhere. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, bless me, your humble servant. In Jesus' name is my prayer. Amen and amen.
Amen. Good God. Oh, my friends, you know prayer is the key, my friends. That book of Genesis to Revelations is, and my friends, if you just have that faith, just that faith of a grain of mustard seed, my friends, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. Now, those of you that are writing, once again, my friends, that mailing address, Post Office Box 16903. Again, Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip 30321. That's Reverend Gregory. That's Gregory. Post Office Box 16903. Send that prayer request, my friends. Oh, my God. Don't forget, put your name and your return address inside or outside that letter along with your prayer request. And maybe even your telephone number if you wish for us to call you back. Or whatever donation you send towards the ministry, my friend, you send it from your heart. If it's not from your heart, there are not too many folks can do with it. Now, those of you that are calling, if that line is busy, just call me right back. That's 404-212-2444. And I know that you'll be glad that you did.
Different sources, and couldn't nobody help me. They would say that they were going to do it, and then nothing worked. But until I, got in touch with you and started talking to you, and things went to,
And he ran off to be with the other lady for a little while, too,
didn't he? Sure did.
Scared you to death.
I didn't know what to do. I was so wound up, I wanted to commit suicide.
Is he, and he's at home now?
Yes, he's at home.
How's he acting? How are things turning out?
Well, he seemed like to me he is happy. You know what he said today?
No.
I had to look at him. He said, you don't believe me. He said, I feel so relieved. He said, and I feel so in love.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't believe none of that, huh?
Huh?
You couldn't believe none of that, huh?
I looked at him. He said, you don't believe me. I didn't say no. But she was taking him for a merry-go-round.
Oh my God. You know, my friends, our time is drawing down. You know, God is in the blessing business, my friends. We can sit down here if we had